You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And it's Super Tuesday, and it's going to be hard to be super after Magnificent Monday, which is what I'll call yesterday, because, you know, the Supreme Court destroyed the very left-of-center, very selfish Secretary of State of Colorado, who wanted to take away the right to vote for half of their state, and there are 31 other states who wanted to do the same thing, and all of that went up in flames yesterday, which explains why MSNBC is in full freak-out mode. I mean, I'm talking about nuts, 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 nuts. And Joe Biden was so mad, he stayed up last night calling and leaving voicemails for Ruth Bader Ginsburg just to tell her he's sick and tired of this, and he wants to have a meeting with her right away. Hasn't gotten the call back yet, but he's waiting. He is waiting right now. Hello and welcome to the show. We have a ton of stuff to get to today, not only about Super Tuesday, Trump won in North Dakota last night. In North Dakota, up there, you know, it's right above South Dakota. And, you know, one of the things they do up there, they've got big sugar beet farms up there. Did you know that? In North Dakota, they got big sugar beet farms up there. But that's beside the point. 85 to 14. So I guess Nick Mintum? Yeah, the Nick Mintum stopped in the swamp, but she is queen of the swamp. So there you go. But today's Super Tuesday, and we'll cover whatever happens as far as that is concerned. We got new information about the Biden administration flying 320,000 illegals, skipping the border, just flying them from Central and South America into the United States, into 50 cities around the United States. We just got that. And that's one of the reasons why the FBI is saying, oh, you know, maybe something might happen. Something really scary might happen. So we're going to get into that as the show progresses. Yesterday at Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump decided to be civil, even though he does not deserve to treat the other side of the political equation civilly at all, and neither do we. Offering this challenge, how about instead of going after me with political indictments, we just have an election?
Letitia James and Fani and Deranged Jack Smith, what they should be doing is fighting violent crime. And that would lead me to the end. I will say that President Biden, number one, stop weaponization. Fight your fight yourself. Don't use prosecutors and judges to go after your opponent, to try and damage your opponent so you can win an election. Our country is much bigger than that. The other thing I say to President Biden, close the borders now.
All right. So neither of those things are going to happen because the Democrat Party does not want there to be an election. They want to steal this election. All of the same players who were involved in the last election in 2020, we know the FBI was involved. We know the CIA was involved in throwing that election, covering up Hunter Biden's laptop, creating Russian disinformation, the lie about Russian disinformation, among other things. And so that's not going to happen. And so we have to be ready. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the only way that this feeble old man can win is if they steal the election. You know it. I know it. Let me explain why. A shock New York Times poll, only to the New York Times, by the way, is it shocking? 97% of 2020 Trump voters are ready to vote for him again in 2024. You want to know why? Let me just tell you. Gather around the fire, kids. Uncle Rob's going to tell you a story. They believe that Donald Trump was robbed of his second term, and they're right. Ta-da! And they're still pissed about it. And you know, it's only gotten much worse because they shut down Washington, D.C. after the 2020 election. And they kept the National Guard there for a year so we couldn't protest. And they put 1,200 people, they charged 1,200 people with being in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th to hear Donald Trump speak. And they lied about everything, including all the thousands of hours of videotape. A new ruling has just come out that says that the Jan 6th protesters who were in custody were overpunished in Washington, D.C. And things have gotten much worse since then because we've endured censorship on every front, every conservative thought, all directed by the DHS through big social media and the mainstream media. And we've endured, and we've endured, and we've seen two impeachments of Donald Trump based on nothing. A kangaroo January the 6th court that had the only Republicans were the ones who voted for impeachment on it. And they destroyed all the evidence after that miserable January the 6th nonsensical kangaroo court trial. And then four political indictments just suddenly occurred right here in the election year. And Jack Smith and others are trying to make it happen immediately this year to interfere with the election. And we've sat here and we've endured and we've suffered and we've been called names. And now white rural voters are the worst threat in the history of mankind. And we've watched the southern border open wide. And we've seen crime grow through the ceiling. We've seen hundreds of thousands of people die of fentanyl overdoses. We saw our schools closed, our kids' lives ruined. I can go on and on and on. We've suffered abuses and usurpations like we have never seen, that the founders would have only dreamed of. And we arrive at this point. Now do you understand why 97% of Trump voters ain't going nowhere? Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all. Yeah. New York Times Siena poll found 97% of Trump's 2020 voters ready to vote for him again. Oh, no, this is weird. The same poll found that only 80% of Joe Biden voters will vote for old Joe. That's 10% of Joe Biden voters are going to vote for Donald Trump. And then there's probably the others who are leaving Joe Biden are going to vote for Nikki Haley, but Nikki Haley isn't going to be the candidate. So there's that. And maybe that's why so many deep staters, so many AGs, so many Supreme Courts, so many Secretaries of State are trying desperately to keep Donald Trump off the ballot, and it's failed.
Over the last several months, there have been more than 32 states that have launched efforts to try to keep President Trump's name off of their ballots.
This is Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, today, the Supreme Court unanimously voted to reject their efforts, delivering a huge win for democracy by reaffirming and upholding our rights, the right of every American to cast our votes and be the ones who choose who we want as our next president and commander-in-chief.
Yeah, that's how it's always been done in the past, you see, but the world has been flipped on its ear, in case you haven't noticed. I remember covering elections for many, many years, and you announced the winner that night. I've covered election, you know, I'm not a journalist, but I worked as a journalist briefly, as a newscaster, I should say, when I was in college and whatnot, and I've covered elections on talk radio stations, and I've never seen anything like we've seen the last, well, 2016, 2020, never seen anything like it before, because they've completely changed everything. They've completely corrupted everything. And when you say it's corrupt, they say, no, there's no election corruption. There is no malfeasance. And if you say anything, we're going to censor you and take you off the web. Going to take you off social media. Going to call you an election denier, among other things, and a climate denier and a whatever denier. You're all a denier and you're all a distributor of disinformation and misinformation, which they stole from Joseph Stalin's playbook. It's time for a little montage of what they used to be saying about taking Donald Trump off the ballot and what they're saying now.
Democracy is on the ballot this year.
Former President Trump has been indicted.
Federal grand jury indicted former President Trump.
Has now criminally indicted the former president.
President Trump indicted again.
The governor is exploring the possibility of keeping Donald Trump's name off the state's primary ballot.
That's what they wanted to do.
President Donald Trump should not be on the state's Republican primary ballot in 2024.
Let's get ready to rumble! 9-0 decision ruling that Donald Trump can be on the ballot in Colorado.
The Supreme Court has ruled in Trump's favor.
Trump has been restored to all presidential primary ballots.
Donald Trump is the winner of the Iowa caucus.
Former President Donald Trump has won the Nevada Republican caucus.
Trump will win the Republican presidential primary in New Hampshire.
Donald Trump is the winner of Idaho's Republican caucus.
President Donald Trump with a double-digit win in the South Carolina primary.
We're coming for him. We're coming on November 5th, Joe's crooked, sleepy Joe.
That's right. It's a beautiful morning in America.
There's a bloodbath coming this November.
Jim Gossett.
All this nonsense we're gonna remember.
Oh, yes, we are.
Trump's polling as high as an elephant's eye. And it looks like MSNBC's gonna die.
Super Tuesday show tune.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Oh,
what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Biden is going away.
Bye-bye, Uncle Jose.
All the polls are predicting a blowout.
Blowout.
Nikki Haley's about to get blown out.
Yeah, pretty much, whatever.
Trump will win every state, every state's delegate. And soon he will seal Sleepy Joe's fate.
If he's still alive.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Did I say that aloud?
Oh, what a Super Tuesday.
It's a Super Tuesday.
Nikki just isn't appealing.
No.
Time to get out of Trump's way.
You know, I love it when the left does a face plant like Stephen Colbert.
One popular solstice tradition is to dance around a bonfire, but I already did my drunken fire dance two nights ago when Colorado kicked Trump off the ballot.
Stephen Colbert, who's—he doesn't even know that his show is dead. He doesn't even know it. He's being beaten by Greg Gutfeld, a conservative comedy show, without the big Hollywood celebs and everything, because America's saying, you know, who gives a crap about Hollywood celebs? I got to feed my family and work three jobs to pay the bills. This is one of the best faceplants I heard from a semi or supposed Republican. Rob Schmidt shared it last night. Michael Ludig is a former federal judge, and he said this about the Colorado decision before it was overturned unanimously by the Supreme Court. Even the Supreme Court justice who doesn't know what a woman is knew that this was a stupid ruling.
Retired federal judge Michael Ludig, a Trump-hating alleged conservative that's used all the time by the worst of cable news and the machine.
Yeah.
Ludig sold his soul when he agreed to testify before the January 6th committee, which
like
to this day was the most un-American kangaroo court ever assembled in this once free country.
Really bad.
Here was Ludig celebrating Colorado's decision also in December, just a few months ago.
This is not a political decision, Stephanie. This is an opinion of constitutional law.
No.
It has nothing to do with politics.
Wrong.
The opinion by the Colorado Supreme Court was a masterful judicial opinion of constitutional law. It will stand the test of time,
yes.
As they say. I think that the Supreme Court of the United States ought to affirm this decision.
Yes, it will stand the test of time as long as time ends in about a month. That is about it. Here's Joe DeGeneva on Newsmax talking about the next case, which is the immunity case.
Well, I think this was an indicator today of where the court's going to go.
First of all, for
anyone who hasn't read it, they should read the D.C. Circuit opinion. The unanimous decision rejecting President Trump's claim is one of the worst decisions ever written by an appellate court.
Really?
And that is the reason that the Supreme Court took this case. It was so poorly written, so bad in its thinking, its rationale.
It was written in crayon.
Now, The Supreme Court is going to create immunity, presidential immunity, from criminal prosecution in most circumstances. As you know, in 1982, they decided that presidents are immune from civil suits for actions taken in the outer perimeter of their presidency.
Yeah, so he predicts the next one's going to fall like another domino, like all of them have fallen by the people who are trying to steal the election. Here's the number, guys, 800-922-6680. On the way, the Secretary of State of Colorado licks her wounds. That's on the way. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
This is an opinion of constitutional law. It has nothing to do with politics. The opinion by the Colorado Supreme Court was a masterful judicial opinion of constitutional law. It will stand the test of time,
yes.
As they say. I think that the Supreme Court of the United States ought to affirm this decision.
No, they didn't. 9-0, they didn't. They said it was crap. They said that the states have no business deciding who the people can vote for and against. But it was a nice try, by the way. It was actually pretty stupid. But they tried anyway. And apparently, Lauren Boebert and Colorado GOP leaders are calling on Jenna Griswold. She's the Secretary of State, Crazy Eyes is what I'll call her, to step down, threatening a recall effort. Because it was such a bad decision by the 9 Supreme Court. Well, it wasn't 9. No, there were a Supreme Court in Colorado, and 4 of them voted for this nonsense. And they all got destroyed, embarrassed. They should be ashamed, but they have no shame. And you ought to hear. I'm going to share some audio from Joe and Mika. They are just bananas. I mean, it is so wow. They are going after Donald Trump because of his mental acuity in the face of everybody knowing that Joe Biden has dementia. And honestly, I'm tired of having this fight. It's not worth having. We're not stupid. Everybody in the world is making fun of Joe Biden because he has dementia. And the reason being is he has dementia. Okay, so there you go. He won't take a cognitive test, because Corinne Jean-Pierre says he shows us every day. He takes a cognitive test every day, and unfortunately he fails it. Here is Jenna Griswold yesterday.
Well, thank you for having me on. First and foremost, I'm glad that they issued a decision. Colorado voters and American voters all across the country deserve to know whether Donald Trump is qualified or not, as we
they judge that he is
on to Super Tuesday. But in terms of the bigger decision, I'm disappointed.
Oh, that's too
bad.
We
believe that it's up to Colorado or any state to determine whether to disqualify oath-breaking.
No. See, because you're stepping over voters in your state, idiot.
Insurrectionists from our ballots.
What'd you call him? Hold on a second. He's never been convicted or even accused of being an insurrectionist.
Disqualify oath-breaking insurrectionists from our ballots. Ultimately, the United States Supreme Court disagreed. Votes for Donald Trump will count, and he is on our ballot.
Yeah, it sucks to be you. Here's a little bit more of this Secretary of State.
I wouldn't say I was surprised they didn't address it, but it is the big elephant in the room. Only 2 courts have looked at the question of whether Trump engaged in insurrection, and they both determined that he did.
No, they didn't.
And I think one of the concerns from this decision is that without congressional action, oath-breaking insurrectionists running for federal office will not be
able. That's a talking point. Oath-breaking insurrectionists
able to be stopped from appearing on ballots.
Yeah.
Although Congress could act, it's highly unlikely with such a Congress that we have that just doesn't function very well.
Just doesn't function very well. It never functions very well when you lose, does it? And the Supreme Court should be dissolved because you lost. If you ask people like Keith Olbermann, dear God in heaven, that man, I got to tell you, somebody put him on some sort of suicide watch because he is just the bat guano crazy. I mean, crazy, Bat Guano crazy. Here's the number, by the way, 800-922-6680. We've got some audio from Joe Scarborough and Mika. Wow. I'll juxtapose it with Donald Trump's speech versus Joe Biden's speech, and you decide. And then the Biden administration admits to flying 320,000 migrants secretly into the U.S., without telling you, from their countries into our cities. That's on the way, and this is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? So, Donald Trump won the caucus in North Dakota, 84-15 or 85-14, I guess is what it was. And but at least one person on the mainstream media is quite excited about Nikki Haley.
Explanation was not they didn't like Donald Trump. They said he participated in an erection. And I have to, an insurrection. And I have to say, I got up at 5.
She could barely contain his excitement because he had he had Nikki Haley as an interview there in the studio with him. And, you know, I've said some embarrassing things in front of women, but nothing like this.
Explanation was not they didn't like Donald Trump. They said he participated in an erection. And I have to, an insurrection, and I have to say, I got up at 5 this morning to get Casey Hunt's show, and I'm exhausted.
Yes, so, you definitely got up early, that's for sure. You certainly got up and sprung out of bed this morning. that is absolutely true. You know, Joe and Mika, who I like to call the play-by-play announcers for the Hunger Games, they used to be, you know, they have a habit of really, really sucking up to people. I mean, you know, you go and you watch the what used to be kind of watchable but really began being unwatchable, that White House Correspondents' Dinner, which has become nothing more than a leftist cabal, you know. But anyway, they're always there at the, you know, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and they're always invited to the best cocktail parties because they know how to kiss some major lefty booty. And here is Morning Joe back in 2016 when Donald Trump was their buddy. Because Donald Trump was on TV, and he was the biggest media star, essentially, in the country. He had The Apprentice, and, you know, Donald Trump. Everybody loved Donald Trump. Al Sharpton used to glad hand Donald Trump. Everybody wanted to be at the MMA match in the front row with Donald Trump. Everybody wanted to be Donald Trump's buddy. Everybody was kissing Donald Trump's butt. And then Donald Trump went to Washington, D.C., and did what he said he was going to do. Yeah, which is very different from every Republican since Ronald Reagan. Every Democrat ever going to Washington, D.C., saying he was actually going to fix stuff. So we put together this is a little montage of Joe and Mika and how much they've changed.
Joining us on the phone, the front runner, the Republican race for president, Donald Trump.
We've known you for a very long time. I've even told people on this show that I've called you up and I advised you early on, stop picking fights with people. You ignore all my advice and then you go up 30 points in the polls.
I will share the moment of bonding that occurred when Mr. Trump walked into the room and said, hey, Heilman, we should like each other. We're both German.
Okay. One thing I have learned, if you're going to be a good governor or a good president, you have to have a short memory. Donald, if he's punched, punches back, is a very short memory. Wow. He's always looking for friends. And that's the one thing that always shocks me in politics. People that, you know, can forget what happened before and say, let's get together later.
Donald Trump, thank you very much.
Is there really one person voting for
that
guy?
Not just foreign languages.
How stupid would you have to be?
Foreign.
That's Joe and Mika now.
He can't complete a sentence. He can't complete a thought. He talks about Crooked Joe.
Like, think about what he's going to say.
Does
somebody
prepare?
Give him a little piece of paper or something? Because that's clear he doesn't. He doesn't even think.
Well, he looks so lost and confused. He jumbles his words. He tries to read a little bit.
He's trying to be nasty.
And then, trying to be nasty. But when he does that fifth grade, or really five-year-old taunt, Newsom? Is that his name, Newsom? I mean, talk about losing about 18 miles off your...
Wow. I mean, honestly, and I was watching, you know, some of the footage. I don't watch MSNBC because if I did, I don't know what I'd do. I'd crash my Bronco into a bridge abutment at high speed intentionally. But I do catch the highlights. And honestly, I don't even know what MSNBC is at this point. They are so insane. They had these authors on last week. They've written a book called White Rural Rage, which is a hate book. It's a hate book about the people in America who work really hard, who tend the fields and build the houses and fight the wars. I might add all of that stuff. And remarkably, that's where I grew up. I'm from Southwest Iowa, and we're not racist there. It's kind of crazy. I remember we had Johnny Elias was Middle Eastern guy. He ran the blue and white grocery store in Neola and Minden. Nobody thought about it. You know, the Vidlak family, they're Middle Eastern, didn't care about it. You know, didn't care, you know, didn't matter at all, you know. And when we went to my high school dances, when I was in high school, we danced to Michael Jackson and Prince. It was kind of crazy. We didn't put on hoods and dance around and all of that. And I guess that MSNBC, I don't know, like, they're getting money from somebody, I guess. I don't know. But they're not a journalistic endeavor, and they are just, I mean, off the deep end. And that they would, say that Donald Trump, and this is classic projection. This is saying, oh yeah, Donald Trump's brain is broken, when everybody knows that Joe Biden's brain is broken. And that's why the world is making fun of Joe Biden. It's very obvious to everyone, so you're not fooling anybody. So what happens when all is said and done to MSNBC? I wouldn't want to be on this train at this point, because you're going to look like complete fools, and I would assume many of you are going to be without a job. But here's the mainstream media trying to tell you, like Rachel Maddow said the other day, that the sky is green.
President Biden is absolutely fit. Trump is the one who is crazy. I think he is the one who's a liar. He's the one who has proven that he cannot be trusted.
I would prefer an elderly man over an elderly man who's just chaotic and crazy and has 91 felony counts awaiting him.
That was a partisan report.
Wow.
And President Biden has been absolved of any criminal wrongdoing.
Here is just a little montage I put together of Joe Biden just this year.
Lick the world. We cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem and Joan Shengang. I'm going to pronounce her. Shanga Kowawa.
Ban on transgender Americans, transgender Americans.
Mr. President, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
It's great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Don't go anywhere. It's a very exciting day around here. We'll have reaction.
I met alone with him, just he and I, and a simultaneous interpreter 68 times, 68 hours.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
68 times, more than 68 hours. All right. God save the queen, man.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. We really appreciate it, and we love you. Thank you.
I might add, if I didn't, I'd be sleeping alone. That's explain. I better explain that. Some don't know what I'm talking about. My wife's a Philly girl.
Yeah, he's gone. But they're trying to convince you that he's perfectly fine and Donald Trump's a problem, even though Donald Trump could put together an hour and a half speech and make you roll on the ground with laughter. So anyway, it is remarkable, and I think and this is why I've I pivoted almost a year ago to not only entertaining and informing you, but also motivating you and using ridicule to make fun of the people who are saying these insane things. I mean, absolutely insane things. It is ridiculous. This is Rachel Maddow, and here she is literally projecting everything that Democrats and the radical left have done to the country on Trump and his supporters.
And what we are seeing from the campaign this year is something that is not inevitable, but something planned, something systematic, and something very, very, very radical.
Okay, so we know that the Democrats have something very radical in mind. They're already indicting Donald Trump on 4 counts, and they're being directed out of the White House by the DOJ. There are emails, there are White House visits to do this. And yet she says that we're the ones doing something radical by saying we just want fair elections.
The Democrats are campaigning against it by saying we're doing normal politics, delivering normal practical results for real world problems.
Okay, there you go. She's actually projecting again, doing the opposite of what Democrats are doing, which is not normal politics, unless you consider changing your child's gender to be normal, a wide open border to be normal, men becoming women to beat women in sports being normal, critical race theory to be normal. Do you consider any of those things to be normal? No, of course not.
The Republicans are promising to burn it all down.
Okay, now the Democrat Party and Antifa and Black Lives Matter literally did burn down the country in 2020, and nobody's been held accountable.
They have to undermine the idea of democracy and the rule of law in order to get to their end game.
No, we actually, we just want a fair election. And every time we say that the 2020 election wasn't fair, you guys tell us we can't say it, even though we know it wasn't.
The question, including the question for Barb, is whether studying it and naming it and explaining how it works helps us fight.
Yeah, it is. It's uncanny what they're trying to feed us, but it isn't going to work because everybody knows that Joe Biden's brain doesn't work.
Right,
we know that he is mentally and physically unable to be the president of the United States, and that's about it. And even this is Kyle Dunnigan, literally like 2.5 years ago.
Well, I was born and raised in Scranton, PA. Lifeguard by the pool is where I spent my days. Till a dude named Corn Pop, who wasn't that cool, started making trouble at the swimming pool. So I took a chain, wrapped it around my legs. They're hairier than my other legs. Not my black kids would touch them. Come on, man. Then I got on a train and moved to D.C. Jirok Jabrama gave a job to me. I shuffled around and sucked fingertips. Made a big speech, kissed a boy on the lips. What are you looking at? I wrote the damn bill. I hold the ladies tight and stiff all their hairs. First person American to fall up the stairs. Ran for president, I was a winner. Winner was me. Now I sit at my desk as a president.
There you go.
You know the thing. Come on. Get your face out of your ears.
Yeah, you know, by the time the world's comedians are making fun of your dementia, it's pretty clear you've got dementia. This is Donald Trump. I guess Mika and Joe said that Donald Trump confused a name or something. This on the heels of a massive campaign rally where, you know, some of his campaign rallies have 80,000 people at them. and he speaks improvisationally for an hour and a half. And I got to tell you, for somebody who's 78 years old, I'm 20 years his junior. And I couldn't do his schedule. I mean, it's insane. Could you do what he does? Could you get up in the morning, get on a flight, go do a campaign rally, get on a flight, go to another campaign rally, then fly to a deposition where you're getting screwed over by a judge who's corrupt, and then have to sit through nonsense and go through four trials at the same time with a bunch of insane, and then just be really? And he's the guy with the problem. Here's this Donald Trump. This is just Saturday night. It's just a Saturday night weaving completely seamlessly from a script into improvisational comedy.
I was indicted by Fannie in Georgia. Fannie. How did that work out? And her lover, Nathan Wade.
Here we go.
And they hired him for almost $1 million because of his great, great experience. Of course, he didn't have any experience. He had experience in something else.
Bing, ba bong, ba bing.
A lot of experience. And at that, I'm quite sure he was very good based on the fact that she called him 2,000 times.
Yeah, there you go. So did you hear him? He improvised. The laughs came. He worked back into the content of the script. Joe Biden reads a script, barely fumbling. He went to East Palestine, rubbed his nose and like this. And then, you know, had to wait for the line that literally says, wait for applause. And honestly, it's a joke. And that's why I'm just going to make fun of them. Let's go to Gary in Kingsville real quick. Hello there, Gary. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Rob. So Trump has been accused of being an insurrectionist by any number of people. But the difference is, in Colorado, he was accused legally. And the Supreme Court of Colorado legally backed it up. And
yes.
The Supreme Court of the United States said, wait a minute, you can't do that. He's not even been legally charged with being an insurrectionist. So they shot all that down. Now,
well, but when you go 9-0 in the Supreme Court, it's without a doubt, by the way. It's a ridiculous ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court.
Of course. But now this woman, the wild-eyed woman, I guess she's the Attorney General of Colorado, continues to call
Secretary of State.
To do that.
Of course.
Why
of course.
Is he not able at this point, with this legal standing now, why is he not able to sue her for slander?
Because it's not worth his time at this point, Gary. It's not worth his time. He's got bigger things to do. He's got to win an election. He's got to fight all these fights. And honestly, she already got...
But it would send such a lesson to those. Look what Jean Carroll did to him. Why can't he do it back to somebody?
I know, but at this point, honestly, it would kind of be an aside that isn't all that important because the American people understand that he's not an insurrectionist. Only the people who are parroting this lie, they're continuing to do it in there, and they are gradually fading into the distance. By the way, real quick, Trump may be an insurrectionist, but apparently Jake Tapper isn't an erectionist. He's just an erectionist, apparently. I'm not even sure about that. So
I had
to get that line in there, Gary.
Can you give me one last point? I didn't want to step on your line.
Real quick.
Okay. A woman, the mother of the nurse who was killed, wants to sue the government for money because they didn't do their job and her daughter got killed.
Yes.
What I'm saying to you is Joe Biden wouldn't be punished. Alejandro Mayorkas wouldn't be punished. The taxpayers would pay that punishment. We need to make these people individually feel the pain of what they're doing.
That's all right, thanks for the call, Gary. I got to run. I got to run where it gets a hard break. This is the Rob Carson Show. Come on. Public Enemy, 1989, sampling James Brown beautifully, by the way. I love that song. Barbara in Baltimore joins us. She's feeling great about Super Tuesday. Hey, Barbara, what's up?
I am enjoying Super Tuesday and enjoying your show. I'm telling you, you're off the hook today. You're off the hook. You know, I just wanted to give you a call. And yesterday's interview with Gordon Chang, everybody, if you didn't hear it, go and listen to it because it is real. It's time to get real with it. But I just wanted to say this. Larry Hogan, you know how he hates Donald Trump. Well, he actually went on and said this on one of those liberal shows, how he's going to D.C. to really be, you know, like I said, send him a case of herpes. That's what he's going there to do, to be a real pain in the butt. That's what he actually said out of his mouth. He is not for America First. So everybody who is running as a Republican in this state of Maryland, if you're supporting Larry Hogan, everybody should be on alert, on alert. You are
now, Barbara, to the rest of our national audience, Larry Hogan is a Rhino Republican. He is a Bush-Cheney Republican. He was the governor of the state. He was a governor of the state of Maryland for 8 years. In that time, he destroyed the Republican Party. He didn't expand the Republican Party. Right now, you have an insane mayor in charge of Baltimore, who's driving Baltimore into the pits of hell. You've got a governor who is an idiot. He's a raving idiot. You've got people in the Maryland legislature, which is an insane asylum. They call it the general asylum because they are. And Maryland is, you don't hear a lot about Maryland. Maryland is like New York, but 10 times as bad. Maryland is bat guano crazy right now. And if you live in Maryland, you ought to consider getting the hell out like I did. Go ahead.
Well, I am considering that. But in the meantime, we've got to get rid of these rhinos. Anybody who is running and supporting Larry Hogan, because you know the normal spiel. Well, he's a Republican, so I think we need, that doesn't work this time. You need to know who your enemies are, and the Democrats is who we're fighting. And if you're going to be a Democrat, damn it, run as a Democrat. Don't run as a Republican. And it's time to get behind the best candidate. That's why I'm going out tonight. Tonight, Kim Klasick has her meet and greet. I don't know where. It's at a senior citizen place in Westminster. I'm going to put it on the GPS. I intend to be there. Bring your checkbook if you come and support her because she is the one. I want to see her in AOC's face. I want to see her.
Now, this will be the second time. This will be the second time that Kim Klasick ran for office. She should have won in Baltimore the last time, but the election system in Baltimore and the election system in Maryland is corrupt as hell. It is corrupt as hell.
We call it ghetto rig. Ghetto rig.
It is. It is.
And it was like given to Kwesi. He didn't even campaign. And he hasn't done anything.
Kwesi and Fume. Yeah, crazy and Fumi. But Kim Klasick is the real deal. I've spoken to her before. She obviously precedes my show on WCBM radio. And when I talked to her, I said, I think you're the future of Maryland. I think you're the future of Baltimore as far as representing the people of Maryland. And I think she's dynamite. She's America First. And she's an amazing person. So, Kim Klasick. And if you can help her out, too, help her out. Because
and you know what, Rob? Here's the deal.
But
they can't call her a racist when she gets up in their face and tells them what's for real.
Well, they will, Barbara, because you know you're black, but you're a white supremacist.
I know, and they can get up and see. But it means nothing. It means nothing. I can't wait to see her dealing with the squad because I know she can handle it. And I'm just imploring anybody else that's in the primary for District 2. Hey, throw in the towel. Throw in with her. Get behind her. Let one good candidate get to office. That's how Republicans can win in Maryland. Get behind.
When are you going to? Now hold on, Barbara. When are you going to? Maybe you need to get involved with the RNC. Maybe you need to get on board. You need to do something because
I just downloaded signatures. I'm getting signatures. I'm going to get out there and get signatures for this voter integrity. We need a voter ID here. So I just downloaded that. We've got some great people who are working. Her name Kate Sullivan's one of them for sure. But she's got a team of people, and
I got to tell you, wait. Hold on, Barbara. You know, Merrick Garland was in a historic black church yesterday Sunday, and he says that voter ID is racist because black people are too stupid to get IDs. Do you have an ID, Barbara? I mean, honestly, it sounds pretty racist to me.
What an insult! What an insult! You know what? You know, it's that pandering. I'm surprised he didn't start out by saying, "I don't feel no way tired." You know what I'm saying? He should have started out with that.
Oh my God! Hey, you know, I got. Did you? By the real quick, did you hear Kamala Harris over the weekend speaking in Selma? In Selma, and she was like, "Rev," and she was getting.
You know, I don't know what happened. And even Barack Obama did that. They get into the environment, and all of a sudden, they get this slow, swaying accent, and they start talking like they just came from across the border, all this kind of stuff. You know, it's pandering, and it assumes that we're ignorant.
I know, but you know what? People get it. They understand it. Oh, by the way, hey, Barbara, Jim Gossett just came up with something. I'm going to play it right now. It is about Kamala and all these Democrats who suddenly change the way they talk when they're talking to black audiences. Barbara, God bless you. God bless you. Have a glorious day. Always, always good to hear from you. Here's Jim.
Kamala, she tries to talk black.
I think he's gonna get in.
When she's with a certain crowd.
He's doing Al Sharpton.
She's received a lot of flack.
You know, I was recently with a bunch of faith leaders.
It's obnoxious and quite loud. People laugh at every word. 'Cause it doesn't sound quite right. Her black accent is absurd.
It's reasonable to say that if you want to deal with violence in the community,
help her not to sound so white. People cringe most every time.
Yes.
Kamala opens her mouth.
She's also stupid.
It reminds them of Hillary.
You know, I know that. Listen to her talk.
Talking like she is from the South.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Nice.
Kamala should give it a rest. But she isn't very bright.
No, she's not.
Her black accent ain't the best.
Well, I support the Second Amendment, but we need an assault weapons ban.
Help her not to sound so white.
On Sunday at church, could you perhaps ask people to stand up?
That's what they do. I did a bit years ago called Panda Express. It was a parody of Panda Express and how Democrats all of a sudden appropriate the language. You know, they get really mad about cultural appropriation if your daughter gets cornrows on your Jamaican vacation. Which, you know, I mean, honestly, gives a lot of people some gainful employment in Jamaica when they go down there and get cornrows. They come back here and they're called racist. It's remarkable. And Hillary Clinton, I feel no ways tired. And Joe Biden says, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And they get away with it. And honestly, black people are just done with it. They get it. They get it now. They are en fuego. They understand. What a joke that the Democrat Party has never delivered anything for the black population. It's only destroyed the Democrat population. Nothing's better. Everything is much worse than it's ever been. And Democrats now have figured out a way to replace black people. Just bringing people across the border. And they're going to community centers in Boston, and they're putting $500,000 in a community center that was largely black and Hispanic kids, just in time to fill it full of illegals and shut it down to the kids. It's remarkable. It's just insane. And everybody gets it now, and that's why 77% of us say the country's going in the wrong direction, and I say 77% of us are going to bring us together. We're going to come together. We're going to save the country. How does that sound? All right, so coming up, the Biden administration admits they've flown 320,000 illegals into the country without you and I knowing about it, right over the border. Yeah, what does that mean? We'll get to that, as well as your calls, in the second hour of the Rob Carson Show. Don't go anywhere.